Listen to them, the children of the night. What music they make! The Count's eyes gleamed, and through his grim smile, I noticed his protuberant teeth. We were both silent for a while, and as I looked towards the window, I saw the first dim streak of the coming dawn. Seeing, I suppose, some expression in my face strange to him, he added, "Ah, sir, you dwellers in the city cannot enter into the feelings of the hunter." Then he rose and said, "But you must be tired. Your bedroom is all ready, and tomorrow you shall sleep as late as you will. I have to be away till the afternoon, so sleep well and dream well." I am all in a sea of wonders. I doubt, I fear, I think strange things which I dare not confess to my own soul. God keep me, if only for the sake of those dear to me.